The California Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board, or RIPA, said in its latest report that there is a pervasive pattern of racial profiling by law enforcement across the entire state of California. Andrea Guerrera is the co-chair of the RIPA board. She said that the data indicates law enforcement clearly has a racial profiling problem.
Black Californians in particular are stopped, searched, and handcuffed, curbed, put in the back of a police car more than any other group of Californians, and yet are the least likely to have criminal evidence or evidence of wrongdoing on them. So I think that's the clearest example of the disparity that we're talking about, the bias that we're talking about. And it also points to the problem that we have, which is identity-based policing rather than evidence-based policing.
The RIPA board was formed in response to a 2015 California law aimed at eliminating racial profiling by law enforcement in the state. This week's release is the 7th annual RIPA report, which details the board's latest findings. The data covers the entirety of 2022 and contains an analysis of more than 4.5 million stops, with information supplied by all 535 of California's law enforcement agencies. The report also outlines the board's recommendations, which, among other things, includes stopping law enforcement agencies from pursuing criminal charges for standalone resisting arrest without other citable offenses, prohibiting the collection of data for agency databases in absence of an arrest, and above all, the ending of pretext stops.
Pretext stops are stops made by officers for one reason, which then lead them to ask questions about something else. They become fishing expeditions or dragnets, and they are anathema to our civil liberties, our constitutional right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures.
In response to RIPA's report, the Police Officers Research Association of California put out its own study of RIPA's methodology. While the police researchers did not refute RIPA's fundamental assertion of racial profiling in California law enforcement encounters, it argued racial profiling occurs in many industries and took issue with RIPA's data collection and analysis, saying, quote, "The data set the RIPA board uses has significant analytical limitations, which in turn make it difficult to determine causal relationships between a driver's identity and the action taken by an officer when analyzing data." Guerrero defended the RIPA report, saying that the RIPA board uses best practices when analyzing data.
The data speaks for itself and demonstrates an undeniable truth, which is that racial and identity profiling is happening throughout the state of California. The most productive thing we can do is recognize the problem and move forward together towards solutions.
Guerrero said there has been definite progress since RIPA first began reporting data. Of note, several major law enforcement agencies, including the California Highway Patrol, have ended the practice of pretext stops. Ultimately, she said, reducing profiling benefits everyone.
Public safety depends on public trust. Trust of the community that officers have everyone's best interest in mind and trust that they will abide by our constitutional protections, that they will in fact protect them.
You can find the entire RIPA report on the website for the California Attorney General's Office. I'm Scott Baba, Pacific Radio, KPFA.